Is it over here or something?
אז תדעים שם רבי יהודה משמואל, הוא שואלים בצד צבאו, וחוץ השני משתמרס, סודר, שזכור שם משתמרס, זה תנאי, that you need the violent to be standing בצד צבאו, they're more afraid. He's from Rabbi Lula, for the Meiser and Lula's game. In the end of Meiser, Rabbi Lula had to be, he had to hand out his Meisers and his Manas Aniyim. So state that the even that he did it was that he was masker mokin, he was far from his house. And he was masker mokin in his bias. So Beshua, not the Skenim, or they should be kainim, bekinni chotzer. Well, right, the Vaila state that a chotzer goes to the enemy of the tzadeo. Places like Subshat, Agam, Lechur over there. It's talking about a chotzer shenim, a chotzer mishtamer, but the guy with the Skenim, it wasn't mishtamer, it wasn't hefsik. The other shenim say it wasn't mishtamer. L'dasas kenu, get to see some maybe more frotis, the beer in the Rishayim. Kaponim frekti gemara, it had a din of a chotzer shenim mishtameres, the bias of Gamliel agabit this kenu. For shtey, the mice that the skenim were able to be koine even though they weren't oim bibitzatzadim. So the gemara is okay, gang, the mice that taka wasn't a kinyin chotzer, it was a kinyin agab. It was a kinyin agab, so the chal is no right. And then the nochdem the gemara rain. The Papa is Mekayim, the Pashtist of the Agamor, the Sugis Agamor by Yosin Endon, that it was a Kinyin Chotzer. Papa says that the Maaseh is an exception to this Halacha of Oim B'Tzad Tzadeh. So Omar, Papa, Omar, Das Acheres Machne Shayne. That only by a Metzia do you need a Mishnah, Unzer Mishnah, that Pinalov is talking about a Metzia over there, there's a Tanai they have to Oim B'Tzad Tzadeh. But by Matona, Das Acheres Machne, Das Acheres Machne, you don't need Oim B'Tzad Tzadeh. So we see in the Rishonim Kama Drochim, Menech Lekabetzim, there's two, he showed two Batim Medroshim, had to go to Bechlal, to Papa's Klal. In Rashi state that Papa was in Chadish Taka, that's Taka Kapshuta, an exception. By Matono, even though he's not even B'tzad Tadeo, it's a blib B'pshutoi, a Chotzer Sheinu Mishtameres. It's a blib Taka Chotzer Sheinu Mishtameres. But not always do you need a Chotzer Mishtameres in order to be kind. When you have the Mail of Das Acheres Makne, when you have a Das Achmail of Das Acheres Makne, even a Chotzer Sheinu Mishtameres to be kind. Rashi likes to upshat. The Noicha Himenu, the Noicha Matono Zuliknechs. Rashi is saying, the Das Acher is Makne. The pshat is that the Makne is facilitating the Etzem Hakno. It's not pshat that the Kohen is making the Kinyan, is being Machnes, the Chedis and Shus, Lagami, Mitzar Atzmoy. The Makne is being poil in the Kinyan. So when the Makne is being poil in the Kinyan, sounds like Rashi, it's Genug. A Shvacher Dagger of Chotze. We'll see soon the Lashon Ramban is. B'schia Koldu, the Ramban is Mashman, same Alderich Rashi. We'll see soon the Teichen Advorn. But it's going to be the Schia Koldu. State the Fidus Malach and Rashi that the Etzem a Chotzer Shein Mishtameris, a Chotzer, it's not even Vitzidon, that the Etzem is also a Shein Chotzer. It's not felt in the Etzem Chotzer. It's not felt in the Etzem Chotzer. No, it's not a Chotzer B'Shlemus. It's not a Chotzer, in the Schleis we said last week, maybe it's not a Chotzer that can make a Kabbalah B'Shlemus Mitzar Atzmoy. But it's a Chotzer that could receive something, it could receive something. If there's a Das Acheres Makne, if there's a Siyuah from the Das Acheres Makne, that's enough for the Chotzer to be able to gather in from a Das Acheres Makne. The Siyuah, the Chotzer could receive from a Das Acheres Makne. That's the Malach of Rashi. It says, there is no Din, the Tak in this Tzir of Matona, there is no Kiyum of the Din Mishtameris, but Afal became the Chotzer could be Koin. That's the Malach of Rashi. In the Rosh, when being a parent, it's under Gisha, they learned that Das Acheres Makne is not an exception be'etzim to the Klal of the requirement of Chotzer Mishtameris. Vada, you always need Chotzer Mishtameres. Now the Pshat is by Das Acheres Makne, the Das Acheres Makne provides and rectifies the Chesaron of Eina Mishtameres. Lefi Rashi, Das Acheres Makne is not coming to compensate for the Chesaron, it's not coming to make up, to provide for me a Shimur Mitzad Noisim. It's blind, to blind the Chotzer Mishtameres. No, Das Acheres Makne is a mile in the Etzem Hakno, in order that you can still be coming to Hagam, there's a Chesaron of Eina Mishtameres. Rabbi, the parents and the Rosh are learning the Dasech Eres Makane, it fills up the void. It fills up the Mishtameres. Mitzad Echen, Mitzad Denois. And the Birat Vorm, there's two Drochem you see in the Rosh, and the Rabbi, the parents, the Ksoyf. And Rabbi Meshay points out that the Chorot sounds, sounds like two Malchim. The Rosh, the Pashal Losh and the Rosh, but the Beis Yosef learned the Rosh. The Rosh says the reason, the way the Noisim does it is the Shmiras HaNoisim helps for the Makabal. The Noisim, since when he gives it, he is the Pashal Pshat, the Beis Yosef learned the Kilo, he's an Armin Vitzat Tadeo, he could step in for the shoes of the Makabal, he provides the Shmir. And in a Perish state, the Bislanders, in a Perish state, it's not Pshat that the Noisim is watching. And since the Noisim is giving a Chayfet, and the chayfets, the Das Eres Makan is only giving the chayfets to the Makabal. No one else could get the chayfets. So the chayfets is a Zah chayfets in the Chotzer, which is washed mitzal atzmoy. No one else could get this chayfets. No, it's an untouchable chayfets. The Ksay Shtel Suit, the Gemara and Daf Kutbeis, and Rashoil. State a similar case where everyone knows, everyone hears that there's a Metziah that went in someone's backyard, no one's going to come close to it. A Zah chayfets, and no one else is going to touch, is considered Mishumer mitzal atzmoy. If you have been a parrot in the Rosh, you don't find such a Gemara. That Agam the Chotzer is the Inam Mishtameris. Dazakar is Makna makes it leichter. Now the Pshat is that the Noisin provides, the Noisin two ways, a little bit to handle how the Noisin provides the Shmir. The Ksais handles the Maisa, he has Kashas on the Rosh, he's Mishana for the Beis Yosef. But in Yenenu, that's what we want to point out, that there's two Mahalchim of what's the Maisa B'chal of Dazakar is Makna. Oh. So the Gemara, now the Gemara, frek, the B'simi frek, the Kasha for a pup. Before we get to B'simi, I want to be Madgish, just let the Pasha Pshat and the Sugi and Lechara. After even Mashana. The Vaila, the way we learn the Sugya is at the din, where Papa's handling the Tanai of Oimi Bitzad Sadeu. In the Tanai of Oimi Bitzad Sadeu, if you really reshain him, puts in the Rambam, the Pashup Shah Rashi, the Ran, the Ritva, the Tanai of Oimi Bitzad Sadeu was to provide Mishtameres. There's a Klal, a Chotzer, can only be kind of Mishtameres. So either you have a Chotzer that's Mishtameres Mitzalatim with a fence, or a Sodeh, which is open. So there you need to be Oimi Bitzad Sadeu. And then Papa just did a new twist. That sometimes you don't need Oim Bitzat Sadeu. The says instead of saying that the Bailam are there to provide Mishtameris, so you don't need that. Fi Rashi, it's because even though it's not Mishtameris, the Chatzah could be kind. And the Fi the main parents and the Rosh, the Shmias HaNoisin is the Hechatimsa for the Shimer of the Chatzah. That's the Pashas of the Sukh. Kum Rab Simi Mitakasha. Kum Rab Simi and Kipshute, and also you see this change around the whole Sukh is not taking the Sukh and Rabashi. Comes in with Nai Zachar. What was the kasha before we get to Rabashi? What was the kasha of Rav Simi? Fact of Rav Simi, have a bomb. State. Ula himself. Baget, Gittin, the Perakazurik, he says, if I get, the Mishnah is talking about a case of an Isha, is Makabal get the Beisa, which is Mechotzer Mishtameres. And state that she needs Husham Mitzal Beisa, Mitzal Chazer. Frekt Rav Simi on her papa. You telling me that's a Keres Makane shiny? I get that's a Keres Makane. Rafa Bekin, you still see any Rav Mitzal today? As I fret of Simi. So fret to be shenim over here, Pella de Gakasha, which is a, it's not a Zayt de Gakasha, it's in the hearts of the Sugi, in the home halach of the Sugi. Fret to be shenim, the Kasha is a Pella. The location of the Kasha, to ask Mula is a Gvala Kasha, but what does this Kasha do with her Papa? But what's that term of Papa? What's Shepherds is with her Papa? What's Rav Simi coming in and picking a bone with her Papa? What does that do with her Papa? Ula Stama Pella, Ula and Gittin is saying, we're talking about a Chotzer Mishtameres. It's a fenced-in chotzer, v'afal pikein, it's a bais, it's a whole house. It's watched to come out the best place. V'afal pikein, the ish has to stand on the side of it. So l'chara is a totally new musig of Ula saying over there. What is that to do with Papa? What Papa was talking about was, Papa was with dealing with our terms, on our playing field. Until now we were dealing with, that every time today was to create shimur. It's a himsa to create shimur. And there a Papa said, not always, you need to create shimur. Forget it. L'chur, a papa wasn't even talking about dafka the nevi mitzat tadeu. Even if there wouldn't be a mahalach mitzat tadeu, the only way to watch would be a fence. A papa's chiddush would be applicable. A papa saying you don't need a fence to the field. You're makabel matana. That's what papa said. He wasn't even talking about per se a din of mitzat tadeu. He was talking about a din called shimu, and that he was saying that let's go Rashi. It's easier just working out Rashi. We're going to Rashi sprach. He was saying that not always you need a din of mishtameres. That's what he said. What did you find in Ula? In Ula, you found totally a new halacha. You found that you're talking about already a chotzer mishtameres, and you have to be standing beside today. Something's mishumer v'ahim and avada. She's not going to make more shimer. So there's some new halacha. So what are you talking about to our papa? What shaykh is for our papa? That's fact to be shining. What shaykh is? What is this question? What is the question? Even without a papa, Rebbe Yishanim, there's no. What are you coming in as for a papa? There's a papa. This is fair. Even before a papa said das acheres machin is shiny, avada we only thought the reason why you need oim beside today was only al shimer. Over here, obviously, Ula is saying another halacha. That's fact to be shining. So Rishonim, we find two roots in. There's a teretz. Rambam brings this teretz. All the Rishonim bring You say lechanam. Teretz, that's reserved for the Rishonim. Rishonim say you could say letamech. Lechanam. It's a taka gavala gakasha. And you could have said letamech. Papa could have turned around and said, "It's not. Why are you picking a bone with me? It's tam shver. It's tam shver. It's for the Rishonim. That's the end of the Rishonim." So first of all, before we go to the Ramban, it's a very modern teretz. It's very lame aspekis. Letamech passed. Letamech. Every time Rishonim say letamech. Letamech is you're asking a kasha on me. It's a good kasha. It's a kasha that has to do with what I said. It's a good kasha on what I said. Narvos, you could have asked another people. You could have asked another people. So Limor says, yeah, you could have answered you letamech. But the way we're shdilling avek the sugya, the pshat is the kasha has zero to do with Rapapa. It has absolutely nothing to do with what Papa said. Rapapa talked about a din called mishnameres. It happened to be he was talking about a chotzer that wasn't mishumer, and the bailam were being the bodyguard. Kipshuta, the bailam were hechatimsa for the shimer. Rapapa said you don't need a din shimer. You're asking from a totally different halacha. You're asking from a halacha of ula, which is not talking about a din of shimer. He's talking about standing beside tzadeo. What do you mean? Avi motzil meimetamech. What shayches? What shaykh has nothing to do with you? If it's nothing to do with you. Yeah? If I ask you a kashan kotchim, all of a sudden in Hilchas Chotzer, so you can say to me, you could have told me, yeah, you could have asked him, what's the kasher? No shaykhis. You can't say letamech, letamech. That's a little bit the havon of the answer of letamech. Letamech is the kasher is a good kasher, but it could be asked also on other people. So in the diktuk of the kasher, it sounds like it's only asking on you. You could have said letamech. Well, you could have said about a term. Of this kasher is talking about halacha that Papa didn't speak about. Papa spoke about shimur. Papa spoke about the lack of shimur, and Ula is talking about different halacha. So it's a mismatch. It's not, you can't say letamech. This kasha comes out even stronger than Ramban's second teretz. That's what you see. Ramban is strong. Ramban says a second teretz. It's gavaldi good plan. Much better teretz than letamech. Dr. Ramban a plan gavaldi good plan in the Gemara. No, the kasha is tak appointed only in Rapapa. Rav Simi has a gavaldi good plan to explain the din of Ula, and in Hazur, you know, he has his arrows appointed in Rapapa. What did Rapapa do? So it was this. On Rapapa, he had a gavaldi good plan. The emes, as a steer in Shas, many times deal with this. You want to know what's hard to be kind of. So a chifetz, that's a metziah, or a chifetz, that's a matana. What's hard to be kind of? So mitzarechad, Rapapa says, that's a cheres makne, it's much easier to be kind of. A chifetz, that Reuven previously owns, Reuven gives it over to Shimon. Reuven facilitates in the kinyan, he's also poil the king. Mitzachain is as far to say, pump fakert. A metziah is very easy to be kind of. You don't have to be mafkiya, someone else's bailus, it's up for grabs, it's waiting for me to be taken in. A matana, or a get for that matter, it belongs to somebody else. I have to make a kinyan, I have to be mafkia. I have to go and take away the bailus of the previous owner. I don't only have to take it, I have to take away the bailus of the previous owner. Zokt Rabban, that's Rab Simi held. On Rab Papa, you would have held Mamish Pumfa Ker from Rab Simi, from Papa. What's up, Shaka Valdik? Anytime the Dasacher is Makane, Zokt Rabban, over there I need a much stronger Maisa Kinyan. Anytime I'm trying to get a Chavit that's previously owned by a person like Matana and like a Get, I need a much stronger Kinyan. A Metziah is a Leichter Gzach, a Metziah is much easier to be Kainah. So by Metziah, here it's enough either to have a fenced in chotzer or to be Oymid Mitzat Tadeo. I don't need two things. I don't need Mishtameres and Oymid Mitzat Tadeo because I just like the kinyan. But by Get and Matana, I understand why you need Oymid Mitzat Tadeo because you need to be a stronger kinyan. Then you need him to be a stronger kinyan because I have to be Mafkia from the previous Bible. Dr. Man Gavaldik on Rav Papa. So what's Rav Simi's problem? Rav Simi's problem is your Papa, you ruined everything. Because you were Mahapacha, you said it's easier to be kind of Dasacheres Machne. It's not harder. So if you fakert, I shouldn't need a stronger kinyan. I shouldn't need to be mitzat tadeo and shemeres. It should be even easier than mitziah. That was as I looked at Gaval. That's where the kasha dafka in our pub. The tzuras abinyan is beautiful. But the teichin adam, going back to the way we said the sukkah is a pella. Here the Raman's beautiful word. But what is the Raman saying? That the determination whether or not we should need oim mitzat tadeo is totally how strong of a kinyan. Lashon Raman is you need a kniya limta and not a kniya limta. That's the shaila. Dasacheres Makne is a harder kinyan, a suah shvacher kinyan. I mean, the whole sugya we're talking about, oimid bitzad sadeo, has to do with kniya limta, not kniya limta. Again, Rav Simi is saying, like, if the Ramban saying like this, without a papa, we understand 100% the din of oimid bitzad sadeo, the way we understood it, the whole sugya, and the reason why by get, you need a strong kinyan. What do you mean a stronger kinyan? Oimid bitzad sadeo, if you everyone else except for the Rambam, if you the Rambam, I understand very good. Oimid bitzad sadeo taka is part of the maisa kinyan. The Lashon of Teres Chaim was it makes a kagufa, it's a stronger Kabbalah we spoke about last week, it's a Kabbalah. I'm making the Kabbalah. That I understand, the terms of the Ramban. That Oymid Tzatzadeo is coming to make a stronger Kinyan, and that's the function of Oymid Tzatzadeo. Oh, well, the Rashi, the Ran, and the Ritva, Rabbi Misadeh was coming to make Mishtamer. So what in the world is Rabban saying? That Rabbi Simi understood why he needed Rabbi Misadeh to make it a stronger kinyan. It's not an issue of a stronger kinyan, not a strong kinyan. Rabbi Misadeh has nothing to do with the stronger kinyan. L'chayra, this sugi is mechayiv. It's the first mapeich in the sugi. So all sugi is mechayiv to revisit and re-understand a little bit what our havon is on Rabbi Misadeh, the feed of Rishayim. In the Rambam, we already said, Rabbi Misadeh has nothing to do with the Shimur. Last week we said L'chayra, L'fi Rashi, and the Ran, the Ritva. It was a Havamina, Oyim B'tzat Tadeo has another Mahalach. Oyim B'tzat Tadeo, the Maskona comes out, it's only a Mahalach of Mishtamer. It's only Hecha Timsa, just Hecha Timsa Ba'alma. I'm a fence. You could have a fence, and a person could be a fence. A person's a fence. Oyim B'zoi, I don't understand what Shaykhis has to do with Ula. I don't understand how Rishon could say L'tameich. I don't understand how Ramban is saying it has to do with Kniya Limta. So L'chayra, let's Lama B'birn. There's a Shver Zachin, but Lama B'birn. The Makuris are clear, but that's everything after Agdor. That's a choice, Kama Makuris, and this is it. That Oyim Mitzat Adeo was not just a Chatimsa to be a bodyguard. It was not of the Ksois, not of the Ksois. Ksois. It's in Kufe, Sifkone, Halach Lamaisa. Could a friend of person be Oyim Mitzat Adeo? Stam a person standing in the street, sees one comes to my stand, my Chatzah wants to be there. He sees I have not a watch. Could a friend of person be a Chatzah? Shtetin the Ksois Kalachayat, Shtetin the Ksois Agzik, like this. A third person besides the Bailam cannot be Oyim B'tzad Tadeo because he's coming to be a Shliach. He's coming B'Shlichas HaBailam. And there's a din we had in the Sukkah before in the Toiv is Baal Choyv Mokom Shechav Lacherim. It doesn't not, he's not Koyim. Most of you showing him hold even a Shliach. You want to be Koyim is Tziyah Toiv is Baal Choyv Mokom Shechav Lacherim. You're coming to be a Shliach for the Bailam. Toiv is Baal Choyv Mokom Shechav Lacherim. And Divri HaKseis Tmuin Mamash Sisrei Torah. Eleanor, what is the world Ksais talking about? First of all, and Anocha of the Ksais, you have to make him a Shliach. If the din of Oyim B'tzad Tadeo is to be a bodyguard, we have a klal from the Ksam Sofer, you don't need Shlichus on anything that doesn't need halachic dike representation. Anything that's a Metzias de Gazach, you don't need Shlichus. If I ask someone to be a bodyguard, if I ask someone to be a babysitter for my kids, I don't need Shlichus. The only parasha Shlichus is someone come Oyser, Metzias, she watches over my kids. You need the parsha of shlichus. Tov is a bal choyv among shkala chirim is a tenayin parsha of shlichus. When you need shlichus, I need a shliach. I'm mitzvah tzedeo. I'm just coming to ask him to be a bodyguard. I need a parsha of shlichus. I need a parsha of shlichus. I'm mitzvah tzedeo. I need shlichus. If liyutzur, he's not a friend of men who's standing there, he's not going to accomplish what I'm looking for. Tachzik shtein l'ksoyis that the bodyguard shaboy is not doesn't make them shtameres. Something more happening. The same more. When the tzvei dezach vosh shtei yen l'ksoyis. That it passes the chesaron of Toiv is a bachoy magosh gavim. Hare, he's standing on the side of the chotzer. The chotzer is doing it. Even if we understand the reason why you do need shlichus, but Toiv is a bachoy magosh gavim. It means when you're being poil, standing the chesaron is sveita zachet. Somehow he's involved in the kinyan, which is what we saw last week in the Rambam. But the chesaron is not only talking about the Rambam. There's a chesaron la achar yad. He's saying lalocha the ma'isa. He's not only talking about the bedas Rambam. The chesaron is saying this bedas kol rishayim. This chesaron is already to catch the chesaron that mechayev us also to read, understand, and review. What is Oyim B'tzad Tadeo? What is Oyim B'tzad Tadeo coming to do? That's a statement that says clear in all of days that the Oyim B'tzad Tadeo is not a poshut bodyguard. The Tchilas Advarim could be, like we started last week a little bit, that it's taka is hard to understand. The Chotzer Mitzad Atzmi is not Shomer. It's just the Chotzer Shomer. It's to have a bodyguard standing there now for 20 seconds or whatever, as long as he's standing there, makes the Chotzer Mishtamer. It's taka Chotzer Mishtamer. Another Orev. It says, "Vahu shoyim b'tzad tzedeu." If it's just a chetimsa to create, what is? Why do you say strange words? You should say, "Vahu shemeshamer as a sodet." Let's say he has a way. Let's say he has a chetimsa to meshamer the sodet. Today, there's many ways from far. Let's say he has ways to meshamer the sodet from far. What does it have to do with shoyim b'tzad tzedeu? And that's the em is why what we spoke at last week by the Gemara. Maybe in the Havamina didn't understand that Shmuel's purpose was to create shimur. If the whole purpose is just to create shimur, what's the dogash vahu shoyim b'tzad tzedeu? Mashmoyis Hadvarim is Ravada, he's not coming to make just Shimur. Maybe you also need Shimur. However, he's coming to make a Kabbalah Limta. The Oyim B'tzad Tadeo is putting the Bailim, some mood to the Chatzar, adjacent to the Chatzar Ba'ifin, that we see the Kabbalah being Misiachas to the Chatzar. That's the Mashmoyis Hadvarim. And that's what the Ksois is saying, that you need to be the Bailim. The Ksois, the Ascholam, I'm not referring to the Varim, I'm saying the Suez Hadvarim. You need to be the Bailim, it's not Stam Shimur. When the Bailim stands next to the Chatzar, it's a Kabbalah Limta. Yeah? And that's why the Chazal is saying he has shaychus to. The question is, Eichad Vorm Estadrim with Rashi. Rashi, Lamais, and the Ran is saying that it's Mishtamer. So, Eichad Vorm Estadrim. We're showing why maybe you need to say something. But Ma'aser Rashi says Mishnah. So here's the one of being at a very chashuv, very chashuv Yisoid, which is very negiah to Rabashi. Very chashuv Yisoid. Shalom, what is Gufa maybe the Tanai of Mishnah Meres? What's the Tanai of Mishnah Meres? Maybe understand better the Tanai of Mishnah Meres. What is the reason why Chatzar has to have been Mishnah Meres? Chatzar has to be fenced in. What is Chatzar of Mishnah? So we've seen Shasanta Zach already in our Sugi, Rishayin. Rishayinim asked Tosfos, and Rishayinim asked, why was there a need to be Oime Bitzad Tadeo, the house of Rabbi Gamliel? The house of Rabbi Gamliel was a fine house, it was watched. Why is it Mishnah Meres? So Tosfos is not so clear. Rishayinim, I like the Tosfos, so means like Tosfos Rosh, also means like Rishayinim, can't get into the Pratim. But Rishayinim all, the Ramban, Rajban, Ram, they all say, the answer is, you know what? Yitaka was a watched place, but it wasn't watched Ladas of the Skanim. It wasn't watched Ladas of Skanim. It was watched Ladas of Gamliel. Davar Chadash. What do we see in the Rishayinim? We're talking about the Cheftz of the Chatzar's watched. It's Gevaldig watched. If someone, Ganav, tries to come, he can't get in there. But we're stating the Rishayinim, it's not enough that the Cheftz of the Chatzar should be Meshomer. It has to be Meshomer Ladas HaBailim. The Bailim has to be the Shlita over the alarm system. It's not enough that the Chatzar has an alarm system, and the Chatzar has a protective system, a protective fence. Who's the one? Apim Mi Yishak called over. Who is the one who's controlling that Shmir? It needs to be the Bailim who want to be Kainah. Los Epis. So it's like a look at Diktuk. This Makar I heard from Abasha Shlita. A look at Diktuk and Amar and the Reish Pek HaZarek. Amar in the beginning, Reish Pek HaZarek state. Machloik is state. If I get. If she goes a get into her house, she's kind. And the Gemara says, state. Zorik la betoich beisa betoich beisa afilu in Ramita. I'm sorry, Zorik el ishtavi hi betoich beisa. Stay in the mission of hi betoich beisa. What does that mean, hi betoich beisa? So Bishaya says, well, I'm dafka hi betoich beisa. Well, she could be in Tzvas. Could be Betveri, which is Betveri, Tzipori. She could be in the Chotzers in Yerushalayim. What does it mean, hi betoich beisa? Zok to Gemara. It means there has to be a Chotz Mishnah Meres. If it's Mishnah Meres, hi betoich beisa, I hope he's perfecting Gemara. If she's not there, what would be betoich beisa? Hochi kamar. Vi kemisha betoich beisa. This is the Gemara. The kivan the chotzer mishnah meres ledaitahi miskareshes. And if then the ula zok nishta zoi, vi betoich beisa means bedafka she has to be there. But we married the gazach. The Gemara is saying that the Mishnah calls a chotzer mishnah meres as if she's there. What's going on? The Mishnah gives a mushal. You know what the mushal for a chotzer mishnah meres, a fenced in chotzer is? Is that she's standing beside him. If you would have asked me last week, I would have said Pumfaker. The Spitz is a chatzar, a fenced in chatzar. Misha is oimid b'teich beisa, someone standing on the side is trying to imitate and trying to provide for me a chatzar mishnah meres. Over here, stay Pumfaker. At the marshal for a chatzar mishnah meres is someone standing b'teich beisa. This is where Moshe's dictum. It's more than the marshal. We get the marshal, the chared that ikr. The marshal for a fenced in chatzar, the Gemara Mishnah gives me. The first state over here that is not Sanayav on Mishnah Meres. Mishnah Meres is not coming just to make an agav. And this Rashi, this the Makar Dishon Rashi, if the Gemara state, Mishnah Meres means Alpi, Rashi's Lashon is. Chatz has to be Mishnah Meres, Alpi of Alpi Tzivuye, Lashon Rashi. Mishnah Meres means has to be Mishnah Meres Alpiv, Alpi the Bailam. The Bailam has to be the Mashkiach over there. That's the idea of Mishnah Meres. Now when you have a fence, the Bailam's Mashkiach. The Bailam's Mashkiach through his fence, or the Bailam's Mashkiach over there. First state though, now you're teaching what Mishnah Meres is. We spoke last week. That a chotzer, we spoke one madriga. There's a musig of a chavitz being a rain in a chotzer. It's there in the chotzer, exists in the chotzer. That's a vada nanish kanuk for a chotzer, for a kinyan chotzer. We spoke about that you have to have a couple of kabbalas a chotzer. Chotzer has to take the chavitz to its grasp, has to be in the clutches of the chotzer. The chotzer has to make a harzoka after the chavitz. The kenzayin, the gemoisif, there's noch a madriga. This is the nkud of Mishnah Meres. There's a musig that a chotzer is makabal a chavitz, is machzik of chavitz. We don't know who yet, who's machzik for. We don't know who's machzik for. So the Pashup Shah, you would say, Seder. If the Bailam owns the Chatzar, whoever has the Chesh and Mishpah, they can Bailas over the Chatzar. That's who the Chatzar is being machzik the Chifetz for. Kenzan Yishtazar. Kenzan Befrat, if you learn Chatzar Dumi the Yad. Yad, there's a Hechem, there's a third Majwego of the Kabbalah. Yad not only is the Chifetz in the hand of the Yad, and not only the Tzvei Tazach, it's holding it, but it's holding directly for you. It's a customized Hachzoka. When my yad is holding something, it's written in the Hachzoka, it's holding for the Bailam. It's holding for the Bailam. So Ken Zayin, this is the idea of the Chotzer Mishnah Meres. Chotzer Mishnah Meres is not only a side tonight. Pashup Shai thing is a side tonight. A Chotzer has to have a Kabbalah. There's a tonight, it should be Mishnah Meres. It's another Madrega in the Kabbalah Tachotzer. when a chotzer is holding it for a specific person. So it's not only holding a chayfetz, it's holding mer's a chayfetz. We see a kabbalas habaylim. When it's the mishtameres lidas habaylim, and that's the whole dogish. At the baylim, they decided to watch, to put a protective system over here, so the chayfetz should hold it specifically in me. So then built into the yad is a direction. It directs the kabbalah of the chotzer. There's a direction. There's a customized, an ishi kabbalah. In the mokum kabbalah, it's directed to the baylim. Kenzine, this is the idea of Mishtameris. Mishtameris is not some Zayte Gitnai to protect from Ganovin. It's not a Zayte Gitnai. Kenzine, it's also that. Yeshlodim, you have to see soon. Aber Mishtameris is a Hecher Zach. Mishtameris is coming to change the Kabbalah from a Stam Kabbalah to what we call a Kabbalah's Bailim. Because that's what Etzim and your Yad is. Your Yad doesn't only Stam hold Chafotzim. Your Yad, Kontig in the Kabbalah is Samachsik for Bailim. Mishtameris, the idea of Mishtameris is it's holding for a Bailim. Dozog the Gemara. Zokti Gemara, what's the mushal for Mishtameris? Kamisha, I made a Beisa. Because if I put a system to hold things for me, even when I'm not there, that's where Rabbi Yishya held, even when I'm not there, it's holding for me. So Kenzai, that's the idea, that's what the Rishonim was saying. It's not enough to have an alarm system. If the alarm system's not working for me, so then is it customized over there? Do we see the Hachzoka? Do we see the Hachzoka of the Chayfetz? Do we see the Hachzoka of the Chayfetz is machzik for me? If I'm the manal, I'm the mashkiach, I'm the mafakech over that alarm system, it's running tachash litosi, so then it's machzik for me. But if not, it's not machzik for me. The din mishtameris itself is gufa, is din in the Kabbalah. So Ken Zayin going back to Asugya, this is the Asugya, maybe idea a little bit of what Vuhushayim Evitech Beis, this is serif of what we're trying to advise. Avada Vuhushayim Evitech Beis is not just the shimur. It's not as good as a shimur that's be'etzem, a shimur mitzad dechotzer. A shimur mitzad dechotzer be'etzem, it makes it a hachzoka mitzad ha'bayla mitzad ha'atzma. Vuhushayim Evitech Beis, so what you're doing is, the mishtameris is not as good, taka. But you're making up for it for the fact that you're next to the chatzim. Avada, you have to be shomer. You have to be shomer the chatzim in order the chatzim should be machzik for you. Avada, in order that the other rishonim hold, there is no such mahal stam to make an amir. You either have to be shomer the chatzim also. But upon him, the mahalik is not just a chatimsa to make shmirah. You're accomplishing what mishtameris does. What you're accomplishing mishtameris is by you being shomer on the tzad, you are creating that the achzok of the bail of the chifetz of the chatzim is for you. You're creating that tachzok of the chavetzui. We see when you're standing there, and you're not. It's a little different connection to the Rambam last week. Not because you're speaking out and you're doing anything. Just you're standing there. And we see the bailim adjacent to the chatzir. And we see a jabam and we see a tachas pikuchai. We see a tachas pikuchai, even though it's not washed as well as a fence. So right away we are meyaches. We meyaches the kabbalas achotzer to azoivi by chotzer mishtameres. We're meyaches the kabbalas achotzer meyad to the bailim. That's the idea of who showing me beside today. That's what the ksois says. A third person can't do that. What is the game? A third person is not a bodyguard, and he's not a fence. He's not a fence. It's only the bailim, and that's what the ksois holds. And that's the tesefes chiddush. That's taka called that he's been poiled in the etzim thing. That's taka chiddush. That second prat is tremendous chiddush. Needs beer. Pashas, I would say nochar hezber. You still. It's not called he's been poiled mamish. It's not called he's been poiled mamish. It's part of what taishes up the kabbalah of the chotzer. But upon him, we're trying to advise that the din of Olim Mitzvah today was not a balabatish din shimur. It's this has to do with the regular din shimur. It's a shimur to make contact that the chazoka for the chetzer right away is addressed to the bailam. That's maybe the right word. It has to have the address of the bailam on it in the kabbalah sachotzer. It has to have the address. When the bailam is standing adjacent to the chotzer, that's what it is. So what do we have? I'm told for ulam. So what do we have? So be'etzem, the din of Olim Mitzvah today, and by Olim Mitzvah today was not just a mile in the Shemira. Olim Mitzvah today was a mile in the Kabbalah Sachotzer. And Rav Papa said, that mile you don't need. By Da Zacheres Makna. That's what Papa said. Frekti Gemara, I see, and this is the first Mahal Chadush, and Frekti Gemara, I see from Ula, not only do you need the Chotzer to be Mishnameris, I see you need 2 miles. I see you need that the Chotzer should be addressed Mitzvah Atzmoy. And you also need, and you also need the Bailam to be there. Rabbi Papa, you're saying you b'chalal don't need the Bailam to be there. I see that you need the Bailam to be there also with the Chatzah being Meshomer. And I understand the second Malach. The second Malach of Ramban is beautiful. I would understand, Taka, why you need 2 things. Until Rabbi Papa came, I understand why Bedas HaKhar Smach need 2 things. What's up, Shaka Valdi? On Rabbi Papa, we understood that das achiras makne, the koine has to kilu take it away from the makne. He has to take it away from the makne. This chayfas belongs to the baal. I have to take it away from the makne. So I understand why, if you want to make it my kabbalah, you want to make it madriga, you see it's my kabbalah. Even if he puts in the chutzah itself can't make it my kabbalah. I have to be there. The chutzah has to be set up by me to be watched for me. I also have to be there. We need everything we could to be mechazik the kabbalah of the chutzah to make it written on the kabbalah of the chutzah that the kabbalah of the chutzah is for me. That's when you're taking away from another person. You're taking away when you mean makabel mitzia. It's enough that the chutzah is mishtameres itself. It's enough that the chutzah is mishtameres mitzan atzmoi is mesiaches. That we see the kabbalah of the chutzah is the kabbalah for the Bible. That's the pshat in the Ramban. I want to try to go into Rabashi a little bit. This one, this Likud is going to come up. Start at least. I know some of the Olim didn't learn it so much. I want to try to say a little bit. Pashup Shad. Bashi. Nach this Kasha from Abtsimi, from Ula. Gemara Rabashi makes shells of that Gedor. Rabashi says, Gemara Rabashi, Chotzir Saboy Mishim Yad Vilegor Mishlichus, Gabi Chet Choyvila, Ein Chavon Adam Adafonav, Gab Matonav, Zuskusil Lezochel Andam Shal Befonav. So it's good to have Stam. Before the table, but this comes out the Gemara. Rabashi has to make this three halachas, three halachas, and each Rishon is going to have his way through Rabashi. Has to make seder in there. Comes out by Metzia. Halacha is a chotzer mishtameres doesn't need to be on mitzida, and a chotzer shein mishtameres can't be koine bechlal. That's by Metzia. And the other extreme you have get even a chotzer mishtameres, a chotzer shein mishtameres surely can't be koine. Even a chotzer mishtameres needs also to be on mitzida. And Matana somewhere in the middle. Matana by Chatzim Mishtameris. It doesn't have to be standing on the side of it. Chatzim Shem Mishtameris. It could be coined by Levad. That's the three different halachas that we have. We have Metziah, Matana, and Get. Now we have to trump to Rashi's coming to make Seder and explain why do we have three separate halachas? Why do we have three separate halachas? So, the Maisa, Abashi directly only doesn't speak about Metziah. He speaks about Matana and Get. And then he says the chilik is by Matana, Chatzim could work Mishum Shlichus. Even though chutz and saboy mishum yad, chutz is lagar mishlichus. The chutz could work mishum shlichus. Therefore, we don't need them b'tzida. And by get, since get is a chayiv, get it's not going to be shlichus because she doesn't want it. It's going to have to come out to zochet. The meila, the only way it could work by get is when she's over b'tzida. That's what Rashi spoke about. We find kama mahalchem d'ushenim. They're going to talk about mitzida. Let's see. Let's first start pashup shat. Rashi, there's a lot of long arichas. The Rasha, aleph based to understand Rashi. The Rasha says that there's hagon Rashi. The Rasha says there's two lishenis in Rashi. And the first whole, the first four lines in Rashi, they're all Hagah, that are going up Hidarku, shall tell us in the previous Sugya, and Daf Yud. And Daf Yud Aleph. You know, in days in Yud Aleph. The second Malach of Rashi, the second part of Rashi is going through Rashi Shita himself. What's the Chilah between Rashi and Tosfos? So we saw in the Sugya then, the big Chilah is that Tosfos and all the Rishonim held, that the din of Chotzim Mishim Shlichas needs a Ribu. It's not a Sephardic thing, it needs a Makar in the Torah. Rashi holds. And Rashi holds that the din of that mishum shlichas doesn't need to read me in the Torah. It sounds like a small chiluk. We'll see when I tell that basic pshat mamish that chiluk makes come out a different sugi. First, let's go pashup shot. Where did the Rashi see that the fact that there's extra words in Rashi is clearly that something else is going on? But where did the Rashi see that the first lashon of Rashi is going with the Tosfos and the second lashon is going with the Rashi? Pashup diktuk. There's one diktuk, major diktuk. The first lashon Rashi says. Kivan this Raboy Mishum Yad is Raboy Mishum Tlichus. Rashi Loshan, Kivan means since it was a Raboy Mishum Yad, is Raboy Mishum Tlichus. Meduyik, that the Siba, why we know Shlichus is because of Yad. Kivan means the Siba. In the second Loshan Rashi says exactly the Apple Loshan. Rashi says, Af Al Gav this Raboy Mishum Yad is Raboy Mishum Tlichus. Af Al Gav is exactly the opposite direction of since. It means not because, it means although. Even though it was Misrabe, Mishum, Yad, it's still Misrabe, Mishum, Shlichas. That's where the Mashah saw, that's the Mashah's remnants. That's where the Mashah saw that the first is going, if you will. What does that mean? The Fi Tosfos, Fi Shitas Tosfos, the Imayu, Shlichas is not Misvar. Shlichas needs a Makar. So it has to be somehow, which I have to explain in a second, somehow from the Parsha of Yad, we don't have two Makars, we have one Makar. We don't have two Makars for Parsha of Chotzer. We have one Makar. So somehow we're going to have to say that from the Parsha of Yad, somehow, it's Neveh stems from there, the parasha of Shlichas, Chatzar is Mishum Shlichas. That's what my show's doing in the first mouth. You know, the second Lashon Rashi says, Afal Gaf, it sounds like it's not based on the Ribu of Yad, something we knew always. It's Nashma Pukfaker, it's Nashma Be'etzem, we always knew Chatzar Mishum Shlichas. If Ashi's coming to the Madgish, you might think if the Torah said it's Mishum Yad, maybe there's a Mapecha. Maybe if the Torah said it's Mishum Yad, maybe it's a steer to what we thought, maybe we have to change what we thought, maybe Chatzar is not anymore Mishum Shlichas. No, it's up to Ney. Still blind the Mahalach of Shlichas. Afal Gaf, not based on the Chi Chiddush of Yad. aber afal gav that it was in sab mishim yad, it's still shlichus. So that's what the Marsha says. Like going back to the first Malach Rashi, first Lashon Rashi. What is takap pshat? It's meduik like that, but what takap pshat? That since it was a goy mishim yad, it's in sab mishim shlichus. I mean, if I cared, that was the whole sheet of Rishonim, not like Rashi and the Yud Aleph was. The Chotzim Mishim Shlichus is a tremendous chiddush. It needs a makor in the Torah. It's fakir. If the Torah was mechadish, if it's Chotzim Mishim Yad, why should I say Mishim Shlichus? It's Mishim Yad, it's not Mishim Shlichus. So Chor Vayistachoy is, in the right of it, in the sheet, there's a little bit of skew in this. Vayistachoy is over here, and the very man says, I'm on Poshup Shat, basic Shat. And the Sugi over here, and there's a start seeing this, the Sugi over here, and the Sugi says Chotzim Mishim Shlichus, it means a totally different thing than it meant Mishim Shlichus and Dav Yudon Reis. Here. When the feet toises in the first lashon of Rashi, when the Gemara over here says legor mishlichas and means an ander shlichas than we had on Yud Aleph on Beit, the chotzer mishim shlichas on Yud Aleph needs a makar, needs a separate makar. Avada needs a separate makar. The chotzer mishim shlichas over here is a svara. Once it's nisrabim mishim yad, misvara legor mishlichas. That's what you have to say. What's a birad var? The chori mashmoyes and dvarim is very much masmich of a toisvus and gittin. Running out of time. Toises in Gittin Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, which brings our sugya. Toises is asking if there's a mahalach of shlichus. So chotzer maleches. We know what halachas we had on the test on base. Chotzer maleches is not koine. Frek Toises. So chotzer maleches. The way Toises understood is chotzer maleches is not doime tiyad. Frek Toises is a mahalach called shlichus. The mahalach called shlichus. So Toises, not every single thing do we say legor mishim shlichus. Only the gabi the chesaron of our sugya of not having the bialim adjacent to the hand to the chotzer we say legor mishim shlichus. What is the Tosis? So the pshat like this. The sugya and Yud Aleph is talking about the chefetz of the chatzah. What is the chefetz of the chatzah? And over there were two tzadim. The two tzadim was it a yad, my yad, or was it a yad of shlichus? I'll explain a little more. It's poshit that the way the chatzah works itself, the chatzah itself, avada is a mokum kabbal. Shalas vosvarak mokum kabbal. The tzad, and going back to Yudon Beis, the tzad in Yudon Beis, chatzah mishim yad means it's an interior koyach in a person. Interior, it's part of me. Could be, it's not my two hands, it's a third hand of mine, but it's something that is working within me. It's my yad, it's my yad. The mokum kabbalah is my yad. The tzad and davgunam beis of chotzim mishim shlichus is the mokum kabbalah is an exterior koyach. It's an exterior koyach. The etzim mokum kabbalah is not, we can't see your chotzim is your yad. It's an exterior yad. It's a third party. It's a different hand. It's a hand by its mifnei atzmai. That was the sugi over there. And that needs a chiddush. The Torah could say that it's a separate koyach, and it's a mokum kabbalah. It's a mokum kabbalah bechalal as being a separate koyach. That needs a chiddush. Our sugi of Rabbi Ashi is going chotzer and Rabbi Mishim Yad. That means it's going with the tzad of the sugi over there. When we came out then, the Nachas David says that Tosfos holds. Everyone holds that way. In the maskana of the sugi in Yudim Beis, it works very well with Tosfos. Everyone holds chotzer Mishim Yad. Everyone holds the mokum kabbalah. When you look at the chotzer itself, the way it holds it is it holding it like mayad. Be'etzem it's mayad. Be'etzem the mokum kabbalah again. The Mokum Kabbalah itself is an interior koyach. It's an interior yad. It's a yad that's my yad. But now there's another question. We spoke a little bit. The yad is holding it again. If it has it, get into my pocket. And then my yad's holding it somewhere. My yad's holding it. We know you're holding it. But it's your third yad. Who said what your third yad is Messiah to me? Learn Toises, that was the Knaiv Ula. Ula said, and that was Knaiv Ula said, you have to be adjacent for your yad, to this third yad. You have to be adjacent, similar to your regular yad, in order for us to take what's in already one of your yadis. In order to see what's in one of your yadis, go to you. You have to be adjacent to it. And that last prat, after it's in the yad, but why is the yad misyachas to you? Rav Ashi said, legora mishum shlichus. That was what Rav Ashi said. I already know it's a mokum yad, it's my yad. But how do we get it to you? Then Rav Ashi said, once I know the yad, it's a mokum of yad, then I could use the parsha shlichus. What does that mean? If I know Reuven, if I said Reuven, If I send the person Reuven's yad, which is not my yad, after once Reuven's yad, makabotar shlichas gemisyachas to me, surely if I have my hand, which kilu is a little bit dissected for me, but it's my hand, it's written my hand. If I have my hand that's dissected for me, that's makabal achayfetz for me. So right now, it's not close enough to me the misyachas in itself, but it could use the parsha of shlichas to misyachas to me, like goro mishlichas. If my hand's holding something in a way that's rochik for me, it's not close enough to me to misyachas mitzanat, but avada could use the parsha of shlichas to misyachas that to me. The legor mishlichus is the cheft of my yad, and that's toises in them gittin. That's toises in gittin. It's a b'chaim. The b'chaim knowing the toises. Not clear what someone said. What he meant. But the this is in this sugi. It's not in the sugi in Yudim Beis. In this sugi, once we know it's a cheft of yad, so talk toises. If it's not a yad b'chal, chotzer malech is not a yad b'chal. It doesn't start. Why do you can't come into shlichus? When we know something is a yad, we could say legor mishim shlichus. That's all. But that's toises. That's the first malach of toises. Rashi learns Andrush. Rashi learns that L'chur, Pasha Pshad, from Rita, Rafi Rashi, this Takat is like the Sugyan Daf, you don't be back to Yudom Yalf. Rashi said there are two Malchim. There's a Chotzer, that the Chetz of a Chotzer could be a Yad, and there's a Mahalach of a Chetz of a Chotzer could be a Shliach. Because Rashi holds that side of the Chetz of a Chotzer being a Shliach, that's a Svarah. And that still remains. Afal Gav, the Chotzer Mashim Yad, and the Shliach. Over Rashi, Frek the Kashin, is the Psycho. We have to get it finished on the end of this week, next week, we have to deal with this. Rashi asked the bomb Kasha, which needs beer. Rashi says, okay. But Rashi said, Chotzer Mashim Yad, Chotzer Mashim Shlichus. And he said a chilek between Matone and Get. Over Frek Rashi, what happened with Metzir? If you stick in Metzia, according to the definitions of Rashi, Metzia should be a schus, and Metzia should be able to be work, even if you're not next to it. Why do we need? Why by Metzia? Why does our Mishnah? Why does Shmuel say you need to be a mitzvah today? That's the bomb of Rashi. Rashi says a new teretz. Rashi says you don't have das shliach or das shaleich. I want to put Rashi's teretz in a for a second. I want to put Rashi's. I don't know if we have time to explain it. But Rashi's kashin. There's no isfir to the chart. Rashi's kashin is terach yin gobel. Rashi's kashin is terach yin gobel. What was Rashi's kashin Metzia? Which part was Rav Ashi coming to answer? Rav Papa said, Das Acheres Machne Shaini. Rav Papa explained the chilah between Matone and Metzia. After that, Rav Simi asked on Rav Papa, Seder, Rafiyu, what's the chilah between Get and Matone? L'chur, Rav Ashi is only coming to answer that second prat. He's coming to answer, what's the chilah between Matone and Get? The chilah between Matone and Metzia, Rav Papa already explained. It's before it's like that in Lashon Rashi, in the Psych of Rashi. He's talking about this last lush in the Gemara where the Gemara said that the answer is Kasha Bal Korcha. Rashi says Mefurish, that he's only coming, the beginning of Rashi says Mefurish, but Rashi is only coming to explain and change around the last part of the Shakatari, the chiluk between Matona and Get. He's not coming to touch our Papa. So what's Rashi's Kasha from Metzia? What's Shakat's Metzia? You know what? Metzia, you're right, Metzia. You're right, I'm asking. Mashiach should be Shlichus. But there's another problem. It needs to be a Mebetzita. It has to be Mishtameris. What's the difference between Matona and Metzia? Rav Papa already said. Rav Papa has Das Acheres Machne Shaini. What was Rashi's Kasha? Rav Ashi was coming to explain Metzia. Rav Ashi was coming to explain. When there's no Chisar to Mishtameris, because you have Das Acheres Machne, there's a Mahalach of Shlichus and Yad. Metzia has an Algemeine problem of Shlichus. Das Shtein Rashi in the first Loshen. And Das Acheres, you look in Toises, it's in Toises Mavura, as I talk. In Toises Taka, in Toises of the page, which stims with the first Mahalach of Toises, in Toises Taka before, I don't think you hear Toises hold the entire Kasha of Rashi. Toises would not come into Rutsim, they're coming to Rutsim in the Rishonim, but Toises doesn't have to come into the whole of Kasha of Rashi Bechlal. Metzia has a problem with the Tzeinu Mishtameris. That he didn't touch. In Rashi state, Nishazah, in Rashi state, that's what you have to say, that this Lashon of Rashi in the beginning of Elam Rashi goes with the Hagov, like with the Michael Masho. It's going with the first Lashon, it's going with the Toises. But if he the second Lashon of Rashi, you wouldn't say this Lashon. Rav Ashi is coming to make a total mapecha. Rav Ashi had to change from a papa. The shaila is one. So we have to start. This is the start. V'chur, Shtein Rashi, there was a mapecha. This chesar of Mishtameris that we spoke about the whole sugi. Mishtameris ladaitoi, Mishtameris, whatever. Have we explained the din of Mishtameris? That was only Kol Zman you were saying Chotzus Mishum Yad. Kol Zman Chotzus Mishum Yad, then there's a chesar of Mishtameris. And then Rav Papa said, a chilek that's a chesar of Mishtameris. A maila, not all the malchim that we showing. Once Rav Ashi pulled it out, the Lagur Mishum Shlichus, she can't anymore say this Chasaran of Mishtameris. That has to be the truth of Shmaitzim Rashi, and come on, all the Rishonim ask this question. It means there's a big Sheena here. There's a Mapecha. Rav Ashi, it seems, that this itself needs Bir Gadol, why was the Chiddush of Rav Ashi, but it seems like Rav Chashi was the one who unsheathed that we still have the Mahalach of Mishum Shlichus. We still have the Mahalach of Mishum Shlichus, Kilo, Chotzi Mishum Shlichus. If we have the Mahalach of Chotzi Mishum Shlichus, we can't go anywhere with the territory of Papa. We can't deal with the Din of Mishtameris and the Mahalach of Dasacheris Machne. The Tchilas Advarim a little bit maybe could be the way this, like we said, Rav Ashi, the way we explained before, the idea of Mishtameris. If you understand the idea of Mishtameris, and this is going to have to say it, Tosefes Chiddush and Rashi, is just to watch. I don't understand what's a chilek, Mishum Shlichus. If you understand the idea of the Mishtameris, it is to address the Kabbalah, that the Kabbalah should be addressed to the Bailam, you could say it there. When the Chatzur is going to act Mishum Yad, the Mokum Kabbalah is Mokum Mishum Yad, so that's what we spoke about. A Yad is customized. Every Yad has a customized Kabbalah for the Bailam. So you have to understand why the Chotzer has to have a customized Kabbalah. But by every Shliach, yeah? If the Chotzer is working Mishum Shliach, so every Shliach, when a Shliach does something, who do you see being poil? You see the Shliach being poil. Shliach's not, the Shliach, Shimon's doing for Reuven. Who's doing? Shimon's doing for Reuven. So where does it have to be customized to Shimon? If the Chotzer is Mishum Shliach, do I have to see that there's a Chzoka before the Bayim? No, maybe I don't have to see in the Etzem Chzoka of the Chotzer a Chzoka before the Bayim. It's enough if the Chotzer is being machzik bifnei atzmai, the Chotzer doesn't have to be on that. I don't need bechlal the time of Mishtameris. The whole Tanayim Mishtameres, if we learn, if Rashi was saying this is the only Tanayim Mishtameres, is to be addressed to the Bailam, Kenzain Rashi, Shver. If it's Mishum Shlichus, I don't need Bechlal Tanayim Mishtameres. Rashi has an Akasha, so what's the chiddush between Mishtameres and what's the chiddush between Metzin and Maton? I have to go over what I said when I'll just leave over the Oilam. To explain Pshat and Rashi, there's a Mashon. Mashon is Mitzayim to the Ran, it's not clear. I don't think the Mashon means that Pshat and Rashi. The Mashon is like saying, maybe, who knows, you know, maybe it's Shver and Rashi, look in the Ran or something. It's we have to see. It's a whole malach. In the Piskei Riyaz, end of the Sefer Piskei Riyaz. In Kunsh Torayis, a bring to Rashi, and it's Moisa Pshat Rashi. It's Mamish Ganta Malach. It says Pshat Rashi. Appeal Moisa. It's more curve of the Pshat within Rashi. You have to look in the Riyaz to explain what the teretz of Rashi. What the teretz of Rashi into this din of midah. Loi das shliach. Loi shliach has matana work. You have to look with Afdul and Davzen the Riyaz.
Yes,
sir. I'm going to go to the right, yeah.